Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. let not your heart be troubled. Believe in me, or believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way, you know. Thank you, God. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way, believe in Jesus, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I have read to you from John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. See, let's have a word of prayer. Our Father God in heaven, creator of everything, we, your lost sheep, humble ourselves to you in prayer with thanksgiving for your goodness and mercy to us. I thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. Father God in heaven, our creator, thank you for giving us sane, sound mind, excellent health, family, peace, love, joy, and happiness. Also, thank you for giving us courage, boldness, restoring us lost sheep into your hearing. We thank you also for prosperity in all things. In Yahweh's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. My Bible may read a little different from yours, just slightly. I read from the New King James Version of the Bible. I want you, see, to always have your pen, well, the three P's, your pen, paper, and pencil when listening to this program. Now, I want to mention, before I forget, at the end of the program, I usually forget if I have an announcement. I want you all to know that after the Feast of Unleavened Bread, we are to 50 days is to pass. So from April the 28th until June the 11th, that will be 50 days. And that's when we start worshiping or doing whatever you do for the Feast of the First Fruits. Now, I am new to this type of following, but I am a follower of Jesus Christ. And we do have a new covenant under Jesus Christ. If you go to Matthew 26, I think, while I'm in this area, I'm going to look. 26, Matthew. Let's see. I will start reading at verse 26. And they were eating. Jesus took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of it, for this is my blood for the new covenant. We have a new covenant under Jesus Christ, not under Paul. And so many people read from the book of Paul as if they are following him. Let's read verse 28 again. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which I shed for many for the remission of sin. And remission means forgiveness. Now, don't you sit up in church for 30 and 40 years and not know what the word remission means. I tell you, remission means forgiveness of sin. Now, I want you sheep to follow me to the book of Ezra. You know, my pace of reading is not all that fast. So I want to read the lesson that I had scheduled for the Sabbath day, May the 31st. But due to technical difficulties, I was not able to come to you on Blog Talk Radio. And while I'm mentioning Blog Talk Radio, I just thank God for Blog Talk Radio. You just don't know how much I thank you. Also, let me, before I go into that, let me I want you sheep to read for yourself. I've read it to you before. Matthew chapter 24, verse 4. It says, take heed that no one deceives you. Heed means to pay attention. Pay attention to your pastor and whoever talks to you, including me. And then another chapter that in chapter 24, I want you to read verse 20. I want you, it says, pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. And I say this because Friday night, early Saturday morning, I woke up straight in my bed. It was like a newspaper was flying and kind of hit me in the face. And when it stopped, and on it, it was a big writing. There were two words on this newspaper. I didn't see the first word. I saw it, but I didn't pay attention. The second word in big letters was war. So let us get prepared. Prepare yourself. If your pastors are not teaching you to follow the ways of Jesus Christ, you start doing it yourself. Get in the Ten Commandments. Go to Exodus chapter 20 and read the first 16 or 20 verses so that you will know what it is that you're supposed to do. Our time is short. We just don't know when God is coming. And it's in chapter 24. No one knows the day or the time or hour that Jesus is coming back. But for some reason, I think it's soon. And I was in the world for a minute, and I love what I was doing. But I love God more. Now, I may go back into the world. I don't know. But I love God, so this is why I'm doing this. I was very afraid to do this, but I'm so glad that Blog Talk Radio is here where I can sit at my dining room table and talk to you. Okay, you're in Ezra. Let's read Ezra chapter 4, and I pray that our Father in heaven will allow me to read it because when I get to rambling, sometimes I just won't stop for a while. Let's read. Resistance to rebuilding the temple. And it's pretty much the same that was in the book of Nehemiah. I read to you the book of Nehemiah maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. Let's read Ezra chapter 4. Now when the adversaries, and adversaries are your enemies, of Judah and Benjamin heard that the descendants of the captivity were building the temple of the Lord God of Israel, they came to Zerubbabel and the heads of the fathers' houses and said to them, let us build with you, for we seek your God as you do, and we have sacrificed to him since the day of Esarhaddon, king of Assyria, who brought us here. So who are those that Esarhaddon brought to Judah? And I want you to remember a few chapters back in chapter 1, verse 2, it says that Judah is in Jerusalem. So I want you to remember that. I thank you for calling, but my program is strictly for reading the Bible, so that I can know what's in it and what and you will. We're at Ezra chapter 4, verse 2, verse 3. But Zerubbabel, and Jeshua and the rest of the heads of the fathers' houses of Israel said to them, you may do nothing with us to build a house for our God, but we alone will build to the Lord God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, has commanded us. So, I think that what God is doing is trying to prepare us to know what we are to do when he takes us to Jerusalem. And remember, my word is not a prayer book, but something in the atmosphere is happening, and let us get ready to go and know what we're supposed to do when we get there. Perhaps I am a seasoned woman. Maybe I can help with the cooking, or even just sit down and relax and let the youngins or the young folks do the cooking and the building and whatever they're supposed to do. In verse 4, then the people of the land tried to discourage the people of Judah. They troubled means to make them afraid in building. Verse 5, and hired counselors against them to frustrate. Frustrate means to do something to prevent them or to stop them, prevent their progress or prevent their purpose all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius, king of Persia. Verse 6 now, rebuilding a Jerusalem opposed. And opposed means to prevent. You know, people don't want to see you progress. And especially, it's unbelievable when I think about people going to fight against God, against the Son of God. Let's read. We're in verse 6. We're chapter 4 of Ezra, verse 6. Now, in the reign of Ahasuerus, I hope that's the correct pronunciation. If not, forgive me. In the beginning of his reign, they wrote an accusation against the inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem. Verse 7, in the days of Artaxerxes, also Bishlam, Mesharab, Tabel, and the rest of their companions wrote to Artaxerxes, king of Persia, and the letter was written in Aramaic script. What script? English script? You're right, no. German script? No. What? Aramaic? You sheep are so translated it into the Aramaic language. Rehum, the commander, and Shemshi, the scribe. You know, a scribe is an instructor or a teacher. Well, I won't say instructor. Wrote a letter against Jerusalem to King Artaxerxes in this fashion. From Rehum, the commander, from Shemshi, the scribe, and the rest of the companions, representatives of the Dananites, the Shushites, the Tripolites, and the people of Persia, and Erech, Babylon, and Shushan, the Havanites, the Elamites, and the rest of the nations whom the great and noble Osnapper. Now, Osnapper, that's a name that I'm not familiar with. When I think of it, I'm thinking it's Dutch or some type of Scandinavian name. I don't know. You look it up for me, chief. Took captive and settled in the cities of Samaria and the rest of the region beyond the river and so forth. And in verse 11, chapter 4 of Israel, this is the copy of the letter that they sent to him. To King Artaxerxes, from your servants, men of the region beyond the river, and so forth. Let it be known to the king that the Jews who came up from you have come to us at Jerusalem and are building a rebellious and evil city and are finishing its walls and replacing the foundations. Let it be known to the king that if this city is built and the walls completed, they will not pay tax, tribute, or customs, and the king's treasury will be diminished. That means smaller or less. Diminished means smaller or less. Now, because we receive support from the palace, it was not proper for us to see the king's dishonor. Therefore, we have sent and informed the king that search may be made in the book of the records of your fathers, and you will find in the book of the records and know that this city is a rebellious city, humble to the kings and provinces. You know, provinces are the little small towns and cities, and that they have incited sedition. Well, incite means to stir up or to encourage, and sedition means to separate from a ruling authority or a government body within the city in former times, for which cause this city was destroyed. So they are saying that's why it was destroyed. Okay, we're in verse 16 of chapter 4 of Ezra. We inform the king that if this city is rebuilt and its walls are completed, the results will be that you will have no dominion. Dominion means rule or control over the region beyond the river. Verse 17, then the king sent an answer to Rehum, the commander, and Shimshi, the scribe, and to the rest of the companions who dwelled in Samaria, and to the rest of the region beyond the river, peace, and so forth. The letter which you sent to us has been clearly read before me, and I gave the command, and a search has been made. And it was found that this city in former times has been made insurrection against. Insurrection means like a violent uprising against authority, against king. And that rebellion and sedition have been fostered. Fostered means to be encouraged or promoted in it. Verse 20, there have also been mighty kings over Jerusalem who have ruled over all the provinces beyond the river, and tax, tribute, and custom were paid to them. Now give the command to make these men cease. And of course you know that cease means to put an end to or stop, that this city may not be built until the command is given by me. Take heed means to pay attention. Now that you do not fail to do this, and that is to make them stop building, why should damage increase to hurt the king? Verse 23. Now when the copy of King Artaxerxes' letter was read before Rehum, Shimshi, the scribe, and their companions, they went up in haste. Haste means to hurry to Jerusalem against the Jews, and by force of arms made them cease. You know, they brought their army or their weapons. So you just can't build anymore. You have to stop. Verse 24. Thus the work of the house of God, which is at Jerusalem, ceased. That means stop or come to an end. And it was discontinued until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia. Yeah, that was very informative. So we're going to come back next week and start reading chapter 5. I left off reading in Psalms 106, verse 19. And those of you who have been listening to me for a while, you know that I like to read a psalm or a verse before I start reading. But I've broken Psalms 106 down because it's a long verse for me to read. And let me stop talking and start reading. And we're turned to Psalms 106, I left off at, I think, maybe verse 21, but I'm going to start at verse 19. They made calves in Horeb and worshiped the molded image. Thus they changed their glory into an image of an ox that eats grass. Now, it's important to me that you know about these images. When you go to, I want you to turn your book to, your Bible, to the book of Exodus, chapter 20, E-X-D-U-S, 20, verse 4. And this is what it says. It's one of the Ten Commandments. There are many commandments in the Old Testament that we must follow. And when Jesus came with his New Testament, all he did was get rid of the burnt offerings. He did not get rid of the laws of God. Let's read Exodus chapter 20. You shall not make for yourself any carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them, for I am your Lord God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity, that means sins and wickedness of the fathers on the children of the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy. Mercy means love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You are. Don't be fooled by some of these preachers preaching that they're by grace. You're saved under grace. Once you accept the following, the teaching of God, you must continue and stop doing those things that you were doing. Grace is not going to save you. You must be obedient to God's commandments. He told me, I'm going to stop off at verse 21 of Psalms 106. And I will ask God to help me finish next time, because it's very important that I finish Psalms 106. There must be something in it that I must read and get an understanding to, as well as get an understanding myself. Let's have a closing prayer. I'm going to pray. Like the young, about 4 or 5 year old young child, he said, "Father God, keep the devil away." And that's what I say. Father God, keep the devil away from my sheep. In your son's name, amen. Remember, sheep, take God our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be with you next time. In the meantime, though, I want you to get these books. I want you to get the book, How to Eat and Live Longer. You will find that in Leviticus chapter 11, what you should and should not eat, as well as other chapters. Go to www.eatandliveer.com. Then go to Amazon.com and get my two books, The Passing, that's for, I say 10 and up, teenagers and up, and The Broken Plant Children's Book. You spell my name, S-O-N-D-R-A, Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S. Get my two e-books and share them with your children. God bless you. God loves you. I do too, but God loves you more than I.